HealthMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Royson, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're talking to now David Levy. He is he's a lawyer who's a certified family caregiving expert and gerontologist, and who has written what I consider a very important book, because it does much more than just tell you what the problems are. He gives you some real practical and really quite interesting solutions, as well as checkoff lists to know how to do, what to do, and it's really almost a step-by-step guide. So, David, we had someone who wrote a book, Aging with a Plan, which does talk to us about caregiving, about 3 or 4 months ago, and I was really surprised to learn from her how major a financial issue family caregiving is for the family, and how many families actually, how many family members actually quit jobs or take leave of absences to do caregiving. Give us
that,
a hint.
That how, is 100% correct. I'll give you, I don't know what she did, so I'm not going to try and walk over what another expert had to say, but if at a minimum we consider that we've got 40 to 60 million caregivers in this country, when we look at our 360 million plus population. And I think two things have to be recognized before I just get into quickly into the dollars and cents. That many people automatically, when you hear the word caregiving, think older. But if you really stop and think about two A words, autism and Alzheimer's, they're at opposite ends of the spectrum. One is a parent caring for a child who may be doing it for the rest of their life, depending upon the child's condition. The other is a child, adult child to be sure, taking care of an older loved one, spouse, what have you, for what could be another 20 or 30 years. And many studies that have been done indicate that if we were to look at the amount of time that the American family caregiver, and I'm using that collectively, put in at a minimum rate of $10 an hour, if we added it all up, it's close to $750 billion a year, that if we had to go out and find somebody to do it, and we could find them at $10 an hour, is what the rough assumption is, and that's taking caregiving at a low number. You also have to remember there's something called presenteeism, and that's called I'm here, but I'm not really working. And that is every working family member who has got a caregiver responsibility goes to work, but at least a piece of every day, an hour at a minimum, is spent checking, doing, trying to coordinate, etc. And so when you look at the loss of productivity to industry at the rate they're earning versus a minimum wage, you see a further impact. And those, as you correctly pointed out in the beginning, who have to quit work, reduce their work time, etc., there's another incredible amount of lost earnings, Social Security, contribution to 401k. So when you kind of add it all up between direct cost, indirect cost, cost to business, you're looking at a multi-trillion dollar problem. And so, it's not going to get any better in the near future, because aging isn't going to stop, and unfortunately until we can get a hold of every accident and affliction between that autism and Alzheimer's, think of the 2.5 or 3 million military that are back that may have latent PTSD besides their obvious illnesses. Caregiving in the making.
And by the way, there is a website associated with it, caregiverreality.com. And there are 2 R's in the middle, one at the end of the caregiver and one at the beginning of the reality. CaregiverReality.com is the website that features, and you can get it on Amazon, because some of our listeners have already emailed me that they just ordered it. The Family Caregiver Manual is what we're talking with David Levy about, who somehow started out with a legal degree and has become an expert in caregiving. How did that happen?
Well, real quick, I started out in the real estate business way back when. I'm a young man of early 70s. And by the middle, late 80s, I'd been through two or three real estate cycles, both as an attorney and as a developer, real fast. And I decided it didn't make sense to me. It really wasn't a passion any longer. I looked around and I saw what wasn't cyclical, and that was the whole aborning field of aging. And I was very lucky early on. I created a company to support family caregivers and was picked up, and I ran it on behalf of a major long-term care insurance company. So for the next decade, I had the opportunity at a very formative time to do a tremendous amount of research on families that were falling into the role of family caregiver, far different, because in the 80s, we began to see the influence of longevity. We began to see an increase as a result of that in things like Alzheimer's, and that families in the old nuclear sense, where we all lived on the farm and two grandkids took care of grandpa while everybody went out back, was not happening because families were dispersing. And so I got involved in gerontology. I started, worked with academia to create programs, and it just kind of grew from there. And so here I am 30 years later with my overnight success. I just happened to have sensed that aging was going to be a thing, and I've been a caregiver all my life. I've had a special needs kid. I've had my parents. I'm a spousal caregiver today. So when I speak, my role is not to say, do what I did, because at a distance, all caregiving looks like fingers. You get up close, they're fingerprints. So whatever I had to do with my mom is not what you're going to have to do with your mom. But along
yet the book clearly goes through all the differences and the different things that caregivers have to do, so that this book isn't written from just you and your mom, but is written from point of view of anyone.
Any caregiver can pick up this book and understand or begin to develop a sense of, regardless of who they're caring for or what the disease is, you have a role of caregiver. And my mantra through all of this is, when you really look at caregiving, 15% of it is really clinical. You know, you need to know about the disease or diseases your loved one suffers from and bed sores and things like that. But 85% of it is practical problem solving and considering issues that you never really were focused on to think about, because this isn't, I got the flu, I'm going to stay home for a week, have chicken soup, read a magazine, and I'll be fine. And in the case of chronic caregiving or kids with special needs, you're on a very long journey. And there's nobody along the way that's showing you the things you need to think about, almost irrespective of age or illness. And that was what the book was designed to do.
There are these wonderful checkoff lists in the book. Again, we're talking with David Levy, L-E-V-Y, who wrote the Family Caregiver Manual, and you can access it not only on Amazon, but also caregiverreality.com. I'm going to get into why you called it caregiverreality.com, I can guess. But there is also what legal things you need, that is, what documents you should have, and how to avoid, I guess, fights among family members are also issues that you go through, and then also tasks that you assign, kind of like sharing the care, how to share caregiving rather than try and be the lone caregiver.
And those are very, very important things. You know, one of the biggest problems that caregivers have is nobody's really ever defined the role for them.
And so one of the things that you'll do in this book and do with it, that he does with this book, is define that role. We'll be right back with David Levy, the Family Caregiver Manual, deserving applause in many respects. Stay tuned.
Yeah. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and we're talking with David Levy, a gerontologist who's a lawyer who has written this really, I think it's an excellent book, because what I really like about the book is it gives you these checklists and other things that are almost like a flow sheet on what to do. So, for example, one of them in the way in the back in the appendix is the caregiver's list, your current information, your marital status, relationship, the patient requiring care, who does what for whom, who assists you, what are the concerns for the family, etc. So there are really very, very good information. Now, David, before we went to break, there was a very interesting, what you said to me was, I want to give you an amazing statistic when you come back. So go ahead, give me the amazing statistic.
Okay, well, it may come as a surprise when we stop and think about how well we're equipped to do taking care of our elders or those with chronic disease. Would it surprise you to know that we have less than 2 million nursing home beds across the United States? Would it...
I don't have a good thought about it, but if you say 2 million nursing home beds,
right,
and you figure we got 330 million people, that's probably less than 1%.
Okay.
And so it's a little surprising.
Right. And not only is it surprising, but the thing that keeps most nursing homes alive today is post-hospitalization rehab. And because they're so expensive, and there isn't a lot of penetration of long-term care insurance, it usually winds up happening that Medicaid, you know, since Medicare doesn't touch anything in long-term care, winds up paying for somebody to be in a nursing home if you can't afford it, all right? It's very hard to make an economic opportunity out of just Medicare reimbursement. There are only 3.5 to 4 million paid caregivers that are out there. They are very dedicated. Many of them are, you know, folks that have immigrated into the United States. They do a wonderful job. They're overworked, underpaid, and we forget when they go to work that they too have family issues that they have left at home. So if we even talk about why we have 40 to 60, and I still think that's a low number in my own mind, all right, folks that are taking care of loved ones, can you imagine if tomorrow morning 5% of them get up and say, I am so burnt out, I can't do this. And so 2 million people throw the hat in as family caregivers and say to the system, you do it, I can't. I can't afford it, I can't do it, I'm burnt out, I'm killing myself. What would we do? A, we don't have beds. B, we don't have, that would be half of the existing workforce. Most of our nurses, and that number is slowly growing, are part of our acute care health industry. So the point I think that I want to make is family caregiving and aging is going homes and staying home. And the presumption that the American family knows how to deal with long-term care issues is unfortunately a fallacy. Family knows how to take care of family, but you've never encountered something like this. And most caregivers tasked with the role, very undefined, all right, imagine themselves to have to be Mother Teresa and Florence Nightingale. And they set the bar so high for themselves that there's no way to win.
Well, that's one of the questions. So what are when you say there are three very important, in the book you say there are three very important things caregivers need to know that no one usually tells them, and one of them is just that there isn't perfection.
No, getting through the day is a great day because that's all that can be expected of you. Also, recognizing not only your limitation, but the limitations of what you have to work with. One of the keystones in that book are you can only do what you can with what you have at the time you have to do it. don't have the money, if the geography doesn't give you a facility, if you can't be there emotionally, physically, you can only do the best you can. And even more important, when we go forward in the role, is something that everybody has to realize, that not only were you a caregiver, or you are now, or you will be, but at the rapid reduction of family caregivers to people that need care, we're down to about 3-1. You're going to be doing it again. And just like that fingerprint.
Why are we down? I can guess, but why are we down
family,
to a ratio of
3-1?
Just
the whole creation of family. You look at our birth rate. We look like a lot of Western Europe. And so we're just not creating. And in an older population, more and more people that would have been lined up for a third person may be now having to do it in regard for themselves. All right, there were a lot more people to take care of mom and pop 10 or 15 years ago because there wasn't as much spousal caregiving amongst 50 and 60-year-olds with chronic illness, early onset. I'll go back to Alzheimer's just to mention it. Also, family dynamics. People don't like one another, even though they're family. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've heard, I have to take care of mom. I haven't liked her since she didn't let me go to the prom with Johnny. Or two sisters, and I'm not picking on women, but, you know, I don't like you. You've
well,
always
well, that's
been the one
actually
in charge.
One of the- That's actually one of the questions we got. How much of the, it sounds like much of the family caregiving responsibility falls on women.
Yes.
And is this, and the question we're asked by a reader is this a disproportionately increased, if you will, need, and what do we do about it?
Well, I will, that's an excellent question. Historically, we have always looked at our nurturer being, you know, mom, women. But I must tell you, because of the fact that in this day and age, so many women have gone back to work, have, you know, lives of their own as well, the amount of men and sons that are coming into the caregiving role would surprise you. It still tips heavily to females, but more and more because there aren't, okay, there aren't that many, is that we have to realize everybody is going to have to shoulder the load.
On our email line, udocs@gmail.com, we've already received three people who said they use this book, the equivalent is, as a Bible or the master guide. They said you, David, have written a great book. David Levy, L-E-V-Y, The Family Caregiver's Manual. The Family Caregiver's Manual, Practical Planning Guide to Managing the Care of Your Loved One. You can find out more at www.caregiverreality, two words, no spaces, caregiverreality, two R's in the middle, .com. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show after these important announcements and news items. Stay tuned. We've got a great second half. Thank you, David. You deserve applause for your work.